from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. This week we've got pictures of apartheid, jazz on the couch, and a rock and brew festival. Nothing but tea in the travel mug for our David Wiegand. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. In fact, David, I think you're going just with air this morning. Is that right?
It's pure coffee, just to keep the record straight.
Okay. Let's start with a jazz singer exploring songs beyond the standards.
Dream beside me in the midnight glow. The lamp is low.
That's Tessa Suter singing The Lamp is Low. That's not too exotic, but the song is an adaptation of a piano piece by Maurice Ravel. And Suter's new CD, David, has other classical sources.
That's right. This isn't the first time that classical music has been adapted for pop music. We have I'm Always Chasing Rainbows and Stranger in Paradise, for example. Tessa was in the Bay Area for a while. She was a stringer for a number of UK newspapers. And in 2004, she pursued her lifelong dream to become a singer and has three CDs out so far. And she's coming back and going to be all over the Bay Area.
You can catch her Sunday at Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society in Half Moon Bay. And Monday, she's at the Pink House in Saratoga. And Thursday, she plays the Kuumba Jazz Center in Santa Cruz. A couple of cheap thrills now, both free, more important than ever in this season of leaky wallets. Tell us first about the Holiday Arts Festival at the Richmond Arts Center.
Well, this really is a Bay Area institution. It's been going on annually since 1961. This year's theme at the Richmond Arts Center is the Fabulous 60s.
Yeah, so wear your paisley.
Yeah, and I actually have some. I've bought some new stuff. But meanwhile, you get to see the wonderful pieces of art donated by artists and craftspeople all over the Bay Area to help this wonderful organization.
And David, we also have a free concert by the very democratically run Berklee Community Chorus and Orchestra.
That's right. And they're doing two of Mozart's greatest pieces, the Great Mass in C Minor and the Symphony 29.
That concert is Sunday at 4:30 at Joseph the Worker Church in Berklee. Denny Zeitlin's new CD explores love found and lost, and here's a sample. That's You Don't Know What Love Is off Denny Zeitlin's newest CD. And David, a lot of jazz musicians have day jobs, but I'm guessing very few are like Zeitlin psychiatrists. So how do you feel about that?
Oh, let me explore my innermost feelings on that. Denny Zeitlin is a psychiatrist and teaches psychiatry, actually, at UCSF. He made his recording debut in 1963 on Flute Fever by Jeremy Steig, and that CD is actually going to be re-released in 2013 for its 50th anniversary, and his sensibilities are poetic and beautiful, and this will be a solo piano recital at the Piedmont Piano.
It's in Oakland tomorrow evening. And we've had a wealth of photo shows by idealistic documentary photographers. That now includes the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art show with a kind of a bland name, Contemporary Photography from South Africa. But the subject is riveting.
And this is the work of three photographers, David Goldblatt, Ernest Cole, and Billy Monk, showing South Africa both during the apartheid years and since then. So you really get the full history of this extraordinary period in world history through these photographs. And this is the first time that this many photographs by these three photographers will be in one place at one time in San Francisco.
And that show opens Saturday, Contemporary Photography from South Africa at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, and continues through March 5th. This next event should have a nice head on it. The Brooklyn band Bear in Heaven, and they're on the bill for the Bay Brood, a rock and beer festival. It sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun, and I love this group. I actually just heard them recently on a show on MTV. And it's a mix of, as they say, of bands from out of town, like Baron Heaven, as well as local bands, all performing with all the beer you can drink. And it goes all day long.
Yeah, and this is sponsored by The Bay Bridge, the music blog and music review site that does a great job. The Bay Brood is at Public Works tomorrow, 12:30 to 6 p.m. It's pricey, but there's unlimited beer tasting. Bring a designated driver. Buy them a ticket. Thanks a lot for the list, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. You want more info on the shows we've mentioned? Find us online at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.